tell me what happened here, because I think this sort of caught everybody by surprise. We started seeing reports on Thursday or Friday that this might go south, and then all of a sudden, 3 o'clock yesterday, your folks walk out. What happened?
We had met with the company Thursday. That was the last time we negotiated, and I will be the first to say we made some headway. We found some common ground on a lot of issues, but as I tell people, we got real close, but just not quite there. And, the company gave me a last, best, and final and told me this is what it's going to be. And just because this negotiation is, we've met a total of 9 times, if I'm not mistaken. And for 30 years, this had been just like a 2-day event. We'd meet a couple times. Everything was just nice and cordial, and we found common ground. Well, this one kind of got, for lack of a better term, was just a little nasty. And so we opted in 10B. We just we voted either to accept or to strike. We just couldn't beat around the bush at this point. So we had a strike vote, and the strike vote was 24 to strike and 0 to accept. It was 100% backed by my union members. And so was the firemen and oilers of the NCFO 320. They voted 100% to turn it down. And the my brothers and sisters at Cox's Creek, they voted 19 to turn it down and 2 to accept, which was adequate for those guys to strike. At that point, it's an open door policy right now. I've told the company we are willing to sit down with those guys anytime, day or night, and to work this out. We're really close, but I've received basically no information from the company, nothing to even point me in the direction that they're willing to sit down with me. So we're out here on this line, and a lot of people have asked me what the main issues are on this. I want to make something perfectly clear to people. It's not about money. What the biggest thing we have is, we have new HR department manager. We've got a gentleman that's been with us roughly 10 years that's director of operations. These people have come in and changed the whole design and way that we do things. They don't have the family-oriented nature that we've been used to dealing with for the last 40 or 50 years around here. So they went after basically all of my major benefits, my sick time, certain portions of my vacation, seniority, the way you accumulate things of that nature. At that point, we've got them turned on a couple of those issues, but they're implementing a two-tier system for new hires. And we just can't, I can't let that happen. The 3 major people that I worry about are the guys that have retired from here. They towed the line, fought the good fight, so I was fortunate enough to have a job that has great benefits. And it's a good job. I mean, we enjoy what we do. The second group of people I worry about is, of course, the ones of us that are working right now. We are proud of what we do and how we do it. The third group of people we like to call the unborn union member. I think it's only just and fair that I fight for these guys. They need the same opportunity to make a good living and have a job they can be proud of, just like I've been given.
So let me ask the question. The timing on this is, shall we say, rather fortuitous in your favor, because, for lack of a better term, y'all are about to get a bunch of visitors at the distillery this week.
Yes, sir. I think that kind of surprises me because, this is, I have nothing to do with scheduling. None of the union, we don't set dates for these big events and the Bourbon Festival. And as close as we are in contract, it kind of blows my mind that the company won't work this out with me, because from all 53 of us, nothing would make us any more happy than to get our beautiful facility, which we've just spent $55 million on, up and running and show it off to people. Show them the proud nature of what we do. And it kind of amazes me that they're not at least willing to sit down and work with me on this. Because, as I told the news crews yesterday when we interviewed, I said, there's no smear tactic going on here. I said, we're proud of the company we work for, and we're proud of being distillers and really proud to be union members. And I said, we want people to come and buy our products and view our beautiful facility. But, you know, we're just having a hard time dealing with the people that's calling some shots around here. And my biggest fear here is that there's going to be damage done to the relationship between the good people of the union and the people of the company that it's going to take me a long time to ever repair.
As you mentioned, this is a case where you've had new leadership coming in at the distillery over the last few years and some of the old guard moving on. Could this have been avoided, do you think, if some of the folks, if this had been, say, for lack of a better term, Jim Rutledge doing the deal instead of his bosses?
Absolutely. You know, essentially what we've got going on here, we've had essentially the same contract for 30 years. You know, we've had, you know, a sick day policy that hasn't changed in 30 years. The way you accrue your vacation time, the amount of vacation time that you get, all of our benefits have been rock steady for 30 plus years. And it served the company and the union very well. You know, we work a lot of hours. We work a 7-day rotating swing shift. And it doesn't matter if it's snowing, hailing, sleeting, or what the case may be. There's a union man here. You know, if the weather's bad and company doesn't come in, that's great. We still toe the line and keep the plant running. And you guys, like you said, Jim Rutledge, he understood that and he respected us for that. And, you know, all we're asking for is the respect that we feel like that we have earned. I work with a gentleman right now. In October, he will be there 40 years and he's a third generation distiller at this location. And he's just as proud as anybody to be doing what he's doing. And he's mentored all of us guys that's only been there, you know, 10, 12, 15 years. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see the relationship that we've always had with this company to just go down the drain like it has.
Will there be pickets at the Bourbon Festival in Bardstown? For instance, on the lawn, if the usual distillery display is set up, will your guys take part in the bourbon barrel relay if the strike is still on?
You know, I'm going to word it like this. My hope and prayer is that we rectify this problem and get it solved in a couple of days. But if not, you will see USCW Local 10B and friends at the Bourbon Festival. You know, we've got such support from all the USCW guys, the NCFO guys, the Teamsters, the UAW, and just on and on. I've received calls from union members out of Detroit, Michigan, out of Columbus, Ohio. They're just wanting to come down and show support because these guys, they've either been through this or they know they could be next. And what only thing that I can say is we want people to know this is not a personal vendetta against anybody. All we're wanting is to keep things fair. We respect the company we work for, and, you know, we just want the respect back. And it kind of blows my mind. This day and age, most squabbles with company and unions revolve around money, and this is not one of those. It's just more of a respect, and it's kind of my question would be to the company is what happened? How did we get here all of a sudden? And because nothing would make me any happier than to be able to go in. If I could sign a contract now, I would go in and start the plan up tonight. And but like you said, the Bourbon Festival coming up and stuff, it just whatever direction that this ends up going in, if we're on strike, you will see the UFCW in full force, handing out handbills, doing things of that nature. On the flip side of that, I hope we're back up and running and you'll see the UFCW down there supporting our distillery and all the distilleries around. So we'll be there either way. And it could be in multiple capacity, whichever way this thing goes.